Canada Post has presented the union representing some 55,000 striking postal workers with a framework to reach negotiated agreements, the corporation said. A statement issued Sunday said the framework includes proposals to bring greater flexibility to Canada Post's delivery model and shows movement on other key issues in the labor dispute that's stretching into the holiday season. It is our hope that these proposals will reignite discussions and, together with the support of mediators, help the parties work toward final agreements, said the statement, which was provided to media over email. It said the framework was presented to the union earlier on Sunday. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers said on its website that its negotiators are reviewing the framework documents, and noted the union and Canada Post have both adjusted their demands in the hope of restarting talks. However, the statement said there has been no word from the mediator that talks will resume. And while it said the union is ready for a restart, it said the framework did not appear to take into account the Labour minister's comments about the agreement needing to be ratifiable. The strike began more than 2 weeks ago and is threatening the key holiday season as Canadians hold off on mailing cards and gifts or search for alternatives. A key issue in bargaining has been a push to expand parcel deliveries into the weekend, but the union and Canada Post are at odds over how to make it work. Federal Labour Minister Stephen MacKinnon temporarily suspended mediation last week, saying negotiations had not budged, but sending the matter to binding arbitration was not in the cards, he said. On Sunday, MacKinnon said in a social media post he'd spoken with both sides earlier in the day, reminding them it is their duty to resolve their differences in the dispute. He said mediation would only resume if the special mediator has clear evidence both sides have sufficiently modified their positions. Unfortunately, there has been no such evidence to date, MacKinnon said in the post. Canada Post said in its statement Sunday it would not be providing further details on the framework outside of the negotiations, in order to facilitate talks. We understand the impact the unions' national strike is having on our employees and so many Canadians. Canada Post remains committed to negotiating new collective agreements that will provide our employees and customers with the certainty they are looking for, the statement said. The union, meanwhile, chastised Canada Post in a separate statement late Sunday, saying the employer chose to bargain in the media before the union had the opportunity to review and analyze the new documents. It characterized the documents as adjustments to Canada Post's demands rather than offers, and that both sides submitted documents in order to give the special mediator a basis for restarting negotiations. We all know that the best collective agreements are those negotiated at the bargaining table, the statement said. We hope that the special mediator sees enough movement to restart the mediation process. The latest move from Canada Post comes after the union filed an unfair labor practice complaint with the Canada Industrial Relations Board over the layoffs of striking employees, saying the layoffs are an intimidation tactic that violates the Canada Labor Code. No details have been provided on the extent of the layoffs, which Canada Post has said are temporary. Canada Post spokeswoman Lisa Liu said in a statement late last week that the Crown Corporation had received the complaint and was reviewing it. Liu said Canada Post denies any violation of the Labor Code. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 1, 2024. The Canadian Press.